This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Another league gallant effort from Arsenal midweek, but out of the Champions League again at the last 16 stage for the fifth consecutive season now. I think that's what frustrates Arsenal fans most of all, that they are continually gallant in their struggle to advance in the Champions League. But in previous years, they've come up against much better sides than Monaco and gone out. And what frustrates the fans is that Monaco are only fourth in the French top flight, which is regarded as a weak division in the main. It will sting, won't it, that elimination from the Champions League?
Yeah, it's just all down to that third goal, isn't it, at home? It's as simple as that. You know, it doesn't matter what they did in Monaco, in a sense. It's good for them for the rest of the season. It gives them some confidence. But, you know, I don't think... Everyone's kind of talking this week like that performance outweighs how bad they were at home. It doesn't.
No,
it doesn't at all. You know, they were more worse at home than they were better away, if that makes any kind of sense for me. I thought it was a ridiculously naive thing to do, and Wenger's great and all that, but how he lets his teams get away with that season after season. We saw it in the group stages. The reason they didn't finish top of the group was because they were naive, you know, in defending against Dortmund in particular.
Lee, hang on. How does he let his players get away with it? How does he get away with it?
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean, Derek. How does he let his players get away with it? And how does he escape anyone saying, why do your teams, year in, year out, exhibit the same problems? And why haven't you solved them? He doesn't need a fantastic creative midfielder. He needs a dogged, you know, I think Ron would have called them like a dog of war in the midfield, wouldn't he? Someone who's just going to say, right, we're 2-1 down. We aren't winning this game. If we shut up shop now at 2-1 at home, they're not going to come at us. Monaco wouldn't have pushed for a third at the Emirates. They'd have taken 2-1 all day, and they'd probably be through by now. They're a very frustrating side. What you do know about Wenger is that he is consistent. He's consistent in the negative sides of his management, and he's very consistent in the positives. And he knows what to do when they come out of Europe. And you know, you look back over the last few seasons, every time they go out of this stage, they come back and they win, whether they're at home or against a good team, whether they're away against a poor team. And they'll go to Newcastle and they will beat them, in my opinion. The price is obviously very short, and I can't back Arsenal at odds on. But you know, just trying to find a way in here. Our colleague Alex, who did the podcast with me in midweek, he's a big Newcastle fan, and he cannot have Newcastle at all. He thinks they're a very poor team. Of course, they're still missing Cissé for the spat ban that he got. I don't think they've got any goal scorers here, and I think Arsenal will start to, you know, really look, like I was saying about Chelsea before, they'll start to look very professional, I think, now, and get some jobs done. I'm just debating whether to go Arsenal under 2.5 goals for a 2-0 or over, and I think I might go over. That way you get a Newcastle goal chucked in there as well. So an Arsenal win, if just in case they do score, an Arsenal win and over 2.5 goals at 5-4 for me. I think I'll go for that. I think they could give them a bit of a hard time here.
Yeah, we've been quite negative, Derek, about Arsenal, but playing devil's advocate here, that their form, barring that loss against Monaco, has been exceptional. Really, they've only got one other defeat in their last 15 matches. That came at White Hart Lane. They've won the other 13. So they've been decent in the league.
They have, yeah. But, you know, that's fine. It's the money they've spent, and, you know, they're allowed to be. I mean, they've been knocked out of Europe by a team who had Prince Albert on the subs bench. I mean, it's criminal. And you just know that whoever gets Monaco in the quarter-final draw will be in the semi-final draw, because they're a poor side, aren't they? One of the poorest ever to get to the last days of the Champions League. Their average Monaco's average attendance is 8,000, as is Monaco's average tip. That's how much cash they've got over there. I can't have Wenger. I haven't checked. I meant to check this before the podcast started. When Roy Evans was at Liverpool, I'm pretty sure he got Liverpool in the three or four seasons he was there. He got Liverpool into the top four at every season. His reward was the sack. Wenger's reward is to praise every single season for going into the top four and winning a place in the Champions League to go out in the last 16. I mean, you know, and Arsenal fans put up with that, and the press still laud them to the skies. The guy is a dinosaur. I've said it for many, many years now. You've got no business managing Arsenal. But there you go. I see him in a minority. Again, like many things, I'm in a minority of one yet again. Yeah, their form is great, but You look, they're nearly 1-2 to win away at Newcastle. I think that's very sure for Arsenal. I think twice about backing Arsenal at home at 1-2. I can't back them at these odds. I just think something inside me is screaming that Newcastle have got a performance in them on home soil. I wouldn't be backing them away, but in front of the Geordie crowd, and then, I think 4-1's too big.
Okay,
I'm going for that.
I've gone off my bet since I said it. Actually, thinking about that, as Derek's been talking, I totally agree. I'm going to back Olivier Giroud anytime. I still think the same thing will happen. I just don't like the price at 5-4. I don't think it gives me enough value. So I'm going to go back in on Giroud. He's been doing the business, of course. He loves scoring against Newcastle. By the way, scored in each of the last three games against them. He didn't score in the game away at Newcastle in 2013, but got two in the home game when they beat him 7-3. Remember that game. So I'm going to go for him. He's priced up at even money. So
you're his biggest fan, aren't you?
I do like him a lot.
Definitely,
I must admit. I mean, he's a bit. He's not as pacey as you'd like him to be, but he's great at that near post, and it looks good as well, doesn't he?
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.